Change. That was the message of the Stop Global Warming College Tour. Grammy Award-winning musician Sheryl Crow and Lori David, a producer of the Oscar-winning environmental film An Inconvenient Truth, headlined the tour, aimed at inspiring college students to make a personal change to stop global warming. In an interview with VOA, Sheryl Crow said the two environmental activists hatched the tour idea over lunch while discussing how they could make a difference.
My answer to everything is let's get a bus. So we got a biodiesel bus. And Lori had the excellent idea of going to college campuses because, as we all know throughout history, the greatest social changes have really, I believe, begun at the college level.
The 90-minute shows were a mix of Crow's music and David's environmental message.
The environment is a beautiful spring day. It's a shady tree. It's the air you breathe and the water you drink. And environmentalism is the protection of those basic things. That's the accurate definition. And that makes us all still environmentalists who now face the most urgent challenge of our lifetime, global warming.
Scientists say carbon dioxide emissions from vehicles, factories, and power plants cause global warming. And if efforts to curb this man-made environmental hazard do not increase soon, the results could be disastrous for the planet. University of Maryland student Andrew Nasden believes college students have an important role to play in saving the environment.
I see global warming as the threat to my generation. It's the defining challenge of my generation. If we don't step up and solve this climate crisis, my college degree, everything I've worked for so far is really not going to be worth anything because I'm going to be living in such a dramatically altered world.
For many, the problem seems too big to make a personal difference. But David says cutting carbon emissions starts at home by using energy-efficient light bulbs and appliances. She also says individuals can be the catalyst for change in government policy.
People. Government doesn't change until people demand it. And people have to demand it. And that's part of one of the reasons why we're out here trying to get Ignite This movement, because it's not going to happen until people demand it.
The 11-city tour wrapped on Earth Day with a large show in Washington. But the effort to bring about environmental change continues online with a virtual march on Washington at stopglobalwarming.org.
So instead of just marching, you know, just for one day, let's march every single day till we're a million strong. And we want to count every single person who says, okay, I demand solutions now to global warming. And we started with one marcher, and now, you know, we're getting close to a million.
And what everyone has to know is that this is not a political issue. This is a human rights issue, and we have to demand change. And the way change happens is for the movement to become so loud they can't block it out.
More than 700,000 people have enrolled in the virtual march so far. Crow and David promise the campaign will continue until the number of marchers is great enough to make government leaders realize the time to address the global warming crisis is now. Jim Bertel, VOA News.